Hi everyone, I'm Reg Lascaris and welcome to the special short bonus episode of Market Share. I recently interviewed Branka Brichik from the Daily Maverick, and that full episode will be released soon. But I wanted to share his thoughts on something that came up in the conversation. I spoke to Branka last week during those very intense days when the looting mayhem was taking place in KZN and Gauteng, and he shared his insights on the situation. Take a listen. What do you think is going to happen now with the recent events? Branka, do you think things are going to calm down? Do you think things are going to change? Do you think civil society is rising and coming together? What are your predictions?
Look, hindsight is, you know, very, very precious, as you know. But yeah. with what we have right now and what we understand is that this is going to almost certainly lead to a major realignment in South Africa. Look, this is one of the shocks. That's going to shake a lot of people into action. So what kinds of action? Well, some of people are going to leave the country, you know. Some of the people are going to say, screw this, I'm not leaving, I'm staying here, I'm going to get organized with my community, I'm going to become active citizen, you know. Then you're also going to have, you know, what's going to happen right now, in next maximum 2 or 3 days, you're going to have a serious humanitarian crisis in the areas that were looted. You know, the food is going to be in massive great shortage. The medicines are going to, you know, run out. The fuel, as you may have noticed, is severely under pressure. And also the SASA grants are not being delivered. So we are facing an incredible shortage, incredible humanitarian crisis in those areas, which were already traumatized by what happened in the last couple of days. So what we do hope is that, you know, that people are shocked into understanding that we can't do this ever again. The second thing is that what we do not know is that at which level are the instigators of this chaos organized and committed to causing havoc forever. What we might have, we might have them switch into the version of domestic terrorism. Right. Into the guerrilla type of approach, like IRA, you know, when they basically would kind of try to make KwaZulu-Natal ungovernable ever again, you know. And I think what is important, is really important, was the strength of the message that Zulu King relayed yesterday.
Yeah, I heard him.
I think that was incredibly important for the future of this country because, to be honest, he's, you know, Zulu King is an incredibly powerful voice, and a lot of people will listen to him. However, you know, remember where I come from. A few thousand energized bad guys who know how to cause havoc can cause nationwide havoc. They can literally cripple the country. So just have a look what's happening now, and have a look at what's happening to supply chain.
Yeah,
the country, and you understand where the problem is. And it looks like the primary looters were there to take stuff for themselves and go away. The secondary wave of looters is coming to actually destroy things.
Thanks for listening to the special bonus episode of Market Share. That was Branka, the editor of the Daily Maverick. Listen out for the full episode, which will be released soon. It was a fascinating conversation.